Thank you, Madam Chair. The United States was pleased to see the active participation by so many states' parties at MX4 during the most recent intersessional process, as we believe this demonstrates the importance parties attach to having effective assistance, response, and preparedness mechanisms, an area of central importance to the successful operation of the convention. While the text of the 8th Review Conference final document is a useful basis for our work, we have a number of proposals that we believe could help to strengthen that text. So in the interest of time, I will mention just the most significant of those proposals now. First, we believe that the text of the final document should be amended to include a reference to the COVID-19 pandemic as an experience we have all shared that demonstrates how difficult it can be to respond to disease outbreaks and how fundamental it is for the international community to coordinate its response. This can be accomplished by adding a reference to the COVID-19 pandemic in paragraph 34, where we had previously mentioned the 2014-2015 Ebola virus disease outbreak. We believe we should also make note of other infectious disease outbreaks with a general reference as well. My delegation would also propose the introduction of a new paragraph affirming the need for integration, coordination, and communication between and among states' parties and international organizations, as well as other relevant organizations, during an international response. Third, my delegation proposes to highlight the need to assess and develop national capacities, including capacities for disease surveillance and diagnosis, public and animal health, and joint law enforcement and health investigations, by including additional language in paragraphs 42 and 43. Finally, we recommend the inclusion of an additional paragraph emphasizing the importance of a demonstrated capability to determine whether an outbreak of disease is the result of a violation of the convention, and affirming that the UN Secretary General's mechanism represents an international mechanism for such an investigation. In addition to these proposals, my delegation would also support language proposed by South Africa regarding the establishment of guidelines for requests for assistance, as well as the inclusion of additional language on the database for Article 7 assistance and cooperation related capabilities proposed by France and India to further operationalize that database. And we look forward to seeing the language mentioned by Panama about age, sex, and gender responsive approaches to assistance and protection. Thank you.
Thank you.